Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bidenomics is economic madness that will lead to destruction. And oddly, the people saying it are all Democrats or Democrat media outlets. There aren't many of them, and most are so big that they can escape cancellation, which is why they've had the temerity to speak up. But the number of voices is growing, and what they're saying is terrifying. That is what they're saying before they're forced to take it back. Because in America, folks, we speak of problems we don't have. Fake problems like systemic racism and murderous cops. The real problems we do not speak of. We are a big dysfunctional family. And yet, Bidenomics has so terrified certain Democrats, they're blowing the whistle on it. And why not? It is a level of spending never before seen in all of human history. That is, I should say, spending, borrowing, and printing. A staggering $6 trillion proposed or spent or approved to be spent in just Biden's first 100 days. And as the Wall Street Journal pointed out today, something we've never seen before. The first social welfare programs, big entitlement programs ever to be funded and tied directly going forward, not to money coming into the Treasury, but to printing and borrowing. That's right. We don't have the funds to pay for daycare for toddlers and the first 2 years of college education for free. We'll have to print and borrow money in perpetuity to pay for those. They are the first entitlements ever proposed that will be funded that way. And no one batted an eye. Former Clinton Treasury Secretary and Democrat Larry Summers was the first to panic. In an article in The Hill called Summers Says Inflation Indicators Flashing Red Alarm. This was 3 weeks ago, and everybody ignored him. They pretended he didn't say it. The Federal Reserve denied it. So did Biden officials. Inflation? What inflation? Now, we could totally spend trillions. It'll be cool. Famed investor Warren Buffett went next. They couldn't cancel him. He's too big. He described what we're seeing as rampant inflation. In fact, he said exactly what I had said almost to the word a week before, that he was shocked, flabbergasted, that no one was acknowledging this, that everyone was just accepting it. Buffett is a Democrat and a big-time Democrat fundraiser. He said, "We are seeing substantial inflation," quote, unquote. Then, quote, "We are raising prices. People are raising prices to us. And it's being accepted." He couldn't believe it was being accepted, given the economic damage it will do. Buffett knows it's actually worse than he was talking about, because we just saw the Federal Reserve do something we've never seen the Federal Reserve do before. It was staggering. The whole purpose of the Federal Reserve, which is an unconstitutional agency that shouldn't exist or have the power it does, but the Federal Reserve's purpose is to forecast inflation and stop it. The Federal Reserve in the Wall Street Journal over a month ago did an amazing thing. They announced they would no longer be forecasting inflation. Oddly, it came the same week as the passage of Biden's $2 trillion plan, which would, of course, cause inflation. No, they'd only be reporting it on a day-to-day basis. I did a podcast on it. Almost no one else spoke of it. I laughed as I did the podcast. It was so absurd. But there'd be more absurdity to come. After that $2 trillion package passed in February that terrified Summers, Biden didn't even blink. He proposed four more trillion in funding on top of it. Even Democrat reporter Chris Wallace thought it was too much. He put it in historic perspective. That's staggering. If you've lost Chris Wallace, a cheerleader for everything the left wants to do, something is badly wrong. After Warren Buffett joined the chorus, the Biden administration couldn't lie anymore. So they dispatched an economic advisor of Biden's named Celia Rouse, who was forced to admit that, okay, yeah, I guess there's going to be inflation, but it'll be totally awesome. You'll love it. And it will completely go away. Oh, well, if it's going to be short term and go away, why do we have to stop tracking it at the Fed? Here's Chris Wallace asking that question to Celia Rouse. I'll cut her off when she starts lying.
Let's start by putting President Biden's plans in historical context. Adjusting for inflation, the programs passed during the New Deal cost $856 billion. Recovery from the Great Recession in 2009 cost $1.8 trillion. But in just over 100 days, President Biden has proposed more than $6 trillion in new spending. Ms. Rouse, you really want to spend more than six times what the nation spent to get us out of the Great Depression in the 1930s?
We're in an economic recession caused by a pandemic.
I promised to cut her off when she started lying. It took less than 2 seconds. We are not in an economic recession. We were, but as the Washington Post recently reported, we're not. We're actually seeing 6% annualized growth right now. Trump strode, so did Obama, to get 3. We're doing just fine. The truth is, as the left always does after a major electoral coup, they raid and they loot. In the old days, they'd smash the store windows in. Today, they're just looting the treasury. And they don't want you to notice until it's too late. Because there's no money left in the treasury, they're looting IOUs. All of their donors know that we still have some borrowing and printing capacity left before the dollar crashes, taking the federal government and eventually the economy with it. And they want those dollars borrowed and distributed to them. The Democrats are complying. Then, astonishingly, Chris Wallace said the one thing, asked the one question nobody else has, including anybody who's Republican that I know of. Why are we doing this if the economy's healing just fine?
But you take my point. It's six times what we spent in the New Deal. It's three times what we spent for the Great Recession. And you point out where the economy is right now. I want to take a look at that because the economy is doing pretty well. Let's put up the numbers. GDP in the first quarter rose, as you said, at an annual rate of 6.4%. The unemployment rate has dropped from a pandemic high of 14.7% now to 6%. And the Federal Reserve is keeping short-term interest rates near zero. With things going so well, why not trust the private sector?
Democrats like Wallace are right to worry. Doing it as fast as Biden's doing it is going to make it really clear which party is responsible for the collapse of the dollar. And ultimately the government and our economy. How bad is it? Wait till you hear this warning from, of all places, the Associated Press, a Democrat liberal news outlet. It sent a shiver down my spine this morning. I'll read it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. In an Associated Press article, yes, the liberal Associated Press article, they wrote this yesterday. The article is headlined, by the way, Treasury warns of need to deal with national debt limit.
Here's what it says. The Treasury Department says it will employ measures to avoid an unprecedented default on the national debt this summer. But officials say those measures could be exhausted much more quickly than normal given the unusual circumstances of the global pandemic. Whoa. I've been doing this for 15 years. I've never read anything like that out of the Treasury. They continue. Treasury officials on Wednesday urged Congress to pass either a new borrowing limit or another suspension of the debt before the July 31st deadline. Keep in mind, this is Biden's own Treasury, led by his own appointee. For them to warn of a, quote, unprecedented default on the national debt this summer, unquote, and the need to avoid it, it's remarkable in itself. And it's because of the extra trillions we spent both in December and then in February. And Biden's administration carries blissfully on, as if none of it's happening, planning to spend at least $4 trillion more, again, and to tether new entitlement programs, including the babysitting for the toddlers and the free college, to printing and borrowing. It's madness. In fact, mad is the very word the Wall Street Journal used in its editorial on this yesterday. The headline is, America's welfare state is on borrowed time. Biden has fully embraced the mad goal of giving 98% of the population lavish benefits at no cost. It goes on to explain that the Democrats have very dangerously convinced their followers that 98% of the population can have free benefits and that the 2% will somehow pay for it. The problem is, as I've explained before, the math simply doesn't add up. Even with the tax increase they're proposing, that'll generate just $600 to $800 billion over 15 years. They're spending the money right now. And $600 to $800 trillion, that's not even half of this $2 trillion package. And again, he's promising another $2 trillion package on top of it by the end of the year. On its face, tying the viability of new programs purely to borrowing and printing is madness. We'd recognize it immediately if a tin pot dictatorship somewhere in Central America did it. But the Wall Street Journal just admitted that's exactly what Biden's doing. Quote, the government provides large numbers of voters with immediate personal benefits that greatly exceed what it charges them in taxes, billing the difference to future generations. This principle is the driving force of the Biden plans, which would be financed mainly by new borrowing, not taxes. Again, as the Wall Street Journal points out so well, part of the problem here is that the left has weaponized their voters with this madness, weaponized them to believe that while they contribute little or nothing compared to what they get, there's someone out there somewhere who's not paying their fair share of taxes, and that all we have to do is shake that person down and we'll be fine. What they don't understand is we could take everything the 2% have, all of it, strip them naked, take their cars and their homes, confiscate every last bit, and it wouldn't come close to paying for any of this. That's what the Wall Street Journal is saying. This is not a conservative philosophy versus liberal philosophy argument anymore. Fox News even is doing a disservice to its viewers by describing it that way. That was the debate of the Obama era. The debate now is beyond that. It's, do we destroy the currency and collapse the federal government, or do we tell the people the truth? There's no more money in the Treasury, and there's no way to get the money for the things they've promised. Keep in mind, the Biden administration hasn't even gotten to free health care yet. That's on the docket for next year. Clearly, these Democrats don't give a rip about you or I. See, inflation, it's a tax on the working class, the middle class, the upper middle class. They print dollars, create more dollars. People get rich at the high end because initially the stock market soars and the recipients of those dollars, Democrat donors and, connected people, they get rich. But when you or I go to the store to buy something that used to cost 10 bucks, now it costs 12 and then 15. And inflation can rapidly turn to runaway inflation. You can't stop it. Clearly, the Democrats don't give a rip about you, me, or any other working person, but they do care about this happening on their watch. At least some of them do. But you can't speak of it. Remember, if there's one thing you don't do in America, it's speak the truth about the problems we actually have. Treasury Secretary, Biden's Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, learned that the hard way this week when she told a small bit of the truth. And the New York Post headline on this from yesterday captures it perfectly. Janet Yellen tells truth on economy, then quickly reverses herself. Yep, she obviously got a call from the White House. Yellen admitted not only that there was inflation, a huge no-no, but she also violated a cardinal rule of leftist economics. Never recognize reality. And for just a few hours this week, the truth hung thick in the air. As she told us what she would have to do, what we would have to do to fix this. Quote, it may be that interest rates will have to rise somewhat to make sure our economy doesn't overheat. That's putting it mildly. After she said it, spoke the truth, the market immediately plunged. So she took it back. But like I said, as the New York Post wrote accurately in their headline, Janet Yellen tells truth on economy, then quickly reverses herself. She's right. The only way to stop runaway inflation is to raise interest rates. But the real estate market right now is overheated. What happens if you raise interest rates? It collapses. Craters. Think 2008. And understand, that's what we'll have to do just to combat the inflation from the packages already passed. Trump's $2 trillion COVID relief package last year, his $1 trillion relief package from December, and the $2 trillion relief package that Biden just signed in February. That's just to reverse the inflation from that and cool the economy enough to stop it from running away. That's what we have to do before we spend $4 trillion more. Coming up, corporate CEOs are obviously too terrified of cancellation to go on national television and tell us the truth, but they still have to tell the truth in the arena that they are judged by, that they are paid by, corporate earnings calls. Wait till you hear what they had to say this week. I'll tackle that next. Understand, folks, I don't want to scare you. None of this is certain. Joe Manchin said he was beginning to bulk in the Senate. They can't pass this without his vote. So perhaps maybe none of this gets through, none of these packages. Pray that's the case. They need every Democrat vote on hand to do this. And allegedly, half a dozen senators on the Democrat side in the Senate are already balking. The future of our economy, our federal government, all of it collapsing or not collapsing, depends on us acknowledging reality and depends on Democrats acknowledging reality. So it's very good that the warnings here are coming from the Democrats, not the Republicans. But back to the stunning figures in those earnings calls and another Democrat journalist sounding the alarm. This time it came from Yahoo Finance's editor at large, Brian Soze, in a piece this week called Warren Buffett is Right, Inflation is Running Rampant. Here's what he wrote. Mentions of inflation on first quarter corporate earnings calls have exploded 800%. Year over year. They know that because they have technology that scans the transcripts and then makes buyers, you know, sell recommendations on it. That's an algorithm. Anyway, he continues, according to new research from Bank of America Securities, by sector, inflation was most prevalent materials, consumer and industrial companies. Okay, it talks about Buffett's warning, but listen to this. They quote CEO after CEO, from Tempur Sealy chairman CEO Scott Thompson to Procter & Gamble, saying inflation is now a factor. Now, listen to what they're saying. This is from just what we have already passed and spent. So the $2 trillion Trump plan last year, the $1 trillion Trump plan in December, and now the $2 trillion one that Biden just did. Here's what they write. Procter & Gamble says price increases will range from the mid to high single digit percentages, and the hikes will go into effect by mid-September. Now, listen to this one, okay? Because this is the most telling. Whirlpool CFO Jim Peters told Yahoo Finance Live that the appliance maker has already had to jack up prices by 5 to 12% to counteract rising costs, okay? Again, Biden plans at least $4 trillion more in spending on top of the $4 trillion I just told you about. What happens at that point? Rough back of the envelope math, your appliance doesn't increase by 5 to 12%. That's already in the hopper. It doubles. Now we're looking at 10 to 24%. Folks, that's runaway inflation. Let's do some more back of the envelope math from this Yahoo Finance piece. Kleenex maker Kimberly Clark said it will have to increase prices by June in the range of mid to high single digits. So what's that? Like 5 to 9%? Okay, that's been caused by what we've already spent. Go ahead, spend $4 trillion more. What are you in? 10 to 18%? Good. Gosh, that's about where we'd be, though. 10 to 18% price increases. Inflationary price increases. Like I said, none of this has to happen. The Democrats have a terrible vulnerability. Again, they've weaponized their followers to think that they are getting free health care, free daycare, free college, cancellation of college debt, all of it, and that there's some rich guy out there who can pay for it. There is no rich guy. The honest part is that Republican leaders aren't shouting from the rooftops about inflation, explaining the crushing burden that this will put on the middle and lower classes. Oh, sure, a few Republicans have who aren't in leadership, but our leadership's dead silent. I suspect that this is because they like the spending. The Democrats get all the blame. The Republicans cast no votes for it, and they still get payola cash to hand out to their constituents. The Republicans do, I mean. But we can't go any further, folks. Even one more $2 trillion package is fraught with danger. You saw the warning from the Associated Press. They don't know if they can hold it together through the summer without defaulting. I'll leave you with one last interesting observation. The Chinese, for 30 years, have been clear on what their goal is. They want China to possess the world's reserve currency, not the U.S. When their economy passes the size of ours, they will also get the reserve currency status. They're right on the cusp of it. How can you damage your currency so much that it defaults to China, giving them unbelievable influence in the world? The influence we used to have. You do the very things Joe Biden is doing right now and that the Democrats are doing right now. As Democrat former Treasury Secretary Larry Summer explained, it's three things: overborrowing, overspending, and, you know, too much debt. But the third thing, low productivity by workers. Right now, it's uncanny. The Democrats are doing exactly that as businesses struggle to get employees because the Democrats are paying them more than they would make to stay home. It's almost as if they're trying to collapse the dollar and default our reserve currency status to China, which once that happens, again, you will see the dollar deflate like a balloon. It will look like China bombed this place in a few years because of the stagnation. Do the Democrats hate this country that much that they're deliberately trying to collapse our economic system? Perhaps, but it's fraught with danger for them too, because if we lose our reserve status, we can no longer print money. You'll notice other first world countries don't print money because they can't. They won't be able to pay for any of these programs. And the only advantage goes to China. It's puzzling, all right. Whatever the case, it's not a viable long-term economic strategy for our country or for the Democrat Party. The only folks it's a viable long-term strategy for, the Chinese Communist Party. And that seems to be who the Democrats are serving here. Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share it with like-minded friends and family everywhere.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.